A word for you from Jeremiah chapter 16 verse 20. Can man make for himself gods? Such are not gods. God is here, the real God, is in debate with his own people. Imagine that the living God, the creator of heaven and earth, so to say, humbles himself and comes down to the level of his people and brings a point around which they can debate. And he asks the question from them, can man make for himself gods? Well, it is an inherent paradox in this, because if you make for yourself a god, then obviously it is not a god. They should have known and just realized that in the question itself, without the answer, is the answer. If you make something for yourself, if you have your belief, your particular belief, where you say, well, I believe, well, then it's not God. It's not the real thing. Because it doesn't matter what you believe. It matters what is real, what is true, what really exists. Is God there? Is there a creator? It doesn't matter how you believe it. Even if you say, I believe in evolution, well, so what? If heaven and earth was created by God, then your belief matters nothing. So God gives the answer as well when he says, can man make for himself gods? He gives the answer saying, such are not gods. You need a definition of God, firstly, one in whom you can trust, one that you can ask for help from, one who is superior, greater than anything else, one who is supernatural. And obviously, if you make something for yourself, it is not God. It is not supernatural. And so we are bound to always make for ourselves gods with a small g, that which is nothing, idols of our own fantasy, that which we've created for ourselves. Maybe it's the god of ambition, that you believe that you can get somewhere in life and be happy because of what you've created. Well, God says to you, such are not gods. They are just a figment of your imagination, something which will not bring you ultimate happiness. You need to turn to the only one who is really God, and that is the Lord God Almighty, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who truly loves you, the one who can save you, the one who can forgive you.